I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show, and joining us right now from Freightliner's Team Run Smart, Joey Slaughter. Joey, how are you, buddy?
Good, Eric. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about Team Run Smart and your role on Team Run Smart.
Well, I'm one of five pros, they call us, and part of what I do is come to these truck shows and attend dealer events, trade shows, that kind of thing.
Right. How long have you been driving?
Oh, gosh, about 23 years.
How much of that on Team Run Smart?
I've been with Team Run Smart since 2012.
And what equipment are you driving right now?
I have a Freightliner Cascadia Evolution.
Oh, my gosh, that's a great truck. That's a great truck. A lot of drivers have been out there. For those that don't know, you can go to teamrunsmart.com. It's a great opportunity to get involved because it's not just about the pros. It's also about it's a community of now tens of thousands of people that are, you know, part of this great conversation, advice, and stuff that's going on through Team Run Smart. If you're going to talk to anyone about another driver about your equipment that you're in right now, your Freightliner you're in right now, where are you going to start? What are you going to tell them?
Well, good question, Eric. I think what I would point them, to our blog at teamrunsmart.com. Sure, you can go to the Freightliner website and read the corporate explanation of the truck and everything that. But we, as drivers in the Team Run Smart program, we bring credibility to the product, and I would point you to read our blogs. We actually use these products every day. We're not beta testers. We're truck drivers that drive these trucks, and we write articles and blogs about them and our experiences. Each one of us in the program are part of a different operation. I pull a step deck, and I do some oversized loads. And so I have that experience, and then we have dry van haulers, expediters, and all kinds of different regional operations, long haul.
Right.
So we have a wide array of experiences in these trucks.
How would you describe the comfort level inside your Freightliner?
Oh, it's I prefer to drive my truck over my car at home, especially on long trips. It's like a Cadillac, if you will. It's a very quiet ride. It's feel energized even after 11 hours on the road. It's just, it can't be beat.
How would you define this truck, or I guess compare it to some of the equipment you've driven in the past over the years?
Well, they've come a long way in the technology and the comfort in the cab. When I started driving professionally in around 1992, it was, you used to have to roll the window down to shut the door and keep it tight. Then you roll the window back up because of these vacuum issues with the vacuum seal issues. And now it's like closing a tank hatch when you get in there. It's quiet. It's secure. And it's nothing. It's like getting a Mercedes or a Cadillac, like I said.
What about the sleeper? I've been in the Freightliner trucks, and it's just amazing how quiet it is. That has to come in handy when you're trying to get some rest on the road. Some drivers tell me I feel like I should probably get a recording of noise because I was so used to hearing that noise in my old truck. Mm-hmm. Now it's so quiet. Help drivers understand how quiet it is back in that sleeper.
Well, one of the things we do and we help the salesman try to show the trucks and how improved they are over the years. We tell them to we want to take them to a loud area and tell them shut the door and see how quiet it is. That's one of the things we actually do. We try to park the truck near a busy interstate or loud area and just shut the door with the windows up and say, you can't hear that noise anymore. It's quiet. Same way in the sleeper. It's you can get good rest, which is tough to get. A lot of times we park at truck stops and a reefer will pull up beside us, and those things run off and on all night. And with that bunk and how tight it is and the insulation that's used to keep you warm or cool, depending on the season, also keeps the sound out.
Yeah. What about under the engine? What's under the hood, what is the engine that you have on your
Freightliner? The Detroit DD15, yeah. The 15-liter. Right now with Freightliner, you can get the Cummins engine or the Detroit, one of the Detroit series. They have a 13-liter or a 15-liter available in the Cascadia.
And what kind of fuel mileage are you seeing overall with your truck?
Overall, I've been checking it. I check it very closely, and I get about 8.5
Far above industry average.
Definitely, especially in the operation I'm in with step deck, and which is not a very fuel-efficient type trailer. And the freight that I'm hauling, it's catches the wind like a parachute. And 8.5 is very, very good.
Yes,
it's
absolutely.
Not some of the – I know Henry Albert, you've probably talked with him. He's getting close to 10 miles per gallon. But with his trailer and the aerodynamics, he's able to use he has a leg up on me, I would say.
Sure, sure. But for your operation, well above the average, not just above the industry average, but for what you're doing, certainly above the average of anybody else that might have different equipment out there doing
so.
The same job.
Yeah, a lot of people don't want to share their numbers with us, and we're not really getting any good data on what other similar type operations, whether it be flatbed or step deck, are getting out there.
Yeah.
Not really hearing those numbers. The dry van type operations are really what we're just hearing about, and they're getting the best numbers. They're the lightest trailers usually compared to the reefer, and they have the most aerodynamic aftermarket additions, I guess.
Right. What are you using, aside from your Freightliner truck, there's other tools of the trade. Could you recommend some apps for an operation? Is there something out there or a series of apps out there that you really use on a regular basis that you think other drivers could benefit from?
Oh, gosh, it's so many that I use. I depend on technology greatly. And I'm an independent owner-operator. I'm not leased to a company. So when I'm on the road, I'm on my own.
Yeah.
I don't have anybody to call back to. So I depend heavily on quite a few apps. I'm looking at my phone right here. About five of the brokers that I deal with often, I use their apps, and it's easy to work with because the dispatch comes through the app. I can submit my invoice and paperwork through the app. I use the TA Petro app every day because that's where I fuel, and I use their app to find the locations, the fuel prices, what amenities they offer.
Right.
I use a CAM scanner, which is another one I use to quickly take pictures of documents and turn them into PDFs to send to business partners, whoever I'm dealing with.
Right.
Let me tell you about Waze. Waze is a traffic app that I use quite often. When I come to a standstill maybe in traffic, we don't depend on CBs as much as we used to, which they come in handy at times, but the Waze app can tell you about traffic jams, and you can see exactly how long they are and how long you will be in it, how many miles till it clears up. That data is available to you, and it's also available on Google Maps.
Mm-hmm.
You can use that.
And, you know, there's a lot of these apps out there that drivers, I think, don't think of. Maybe there's a lot of them that are designed specifically for the trucking industry, but there are other apps out there, and you pointed out some that are really helpful and maybe aren't designed specifically for the trucking industry, but can be a very useful tool for drivers. So always great to kind of keep up with the latest in technology to cut down on the time where you're working but you're not rolling. Because when you're rolling is when you're making money. When you're doing the paperwork, you're still working, but you know it's right. All the stuff that has to be done.
Yeah.
But if you can cut down on that time and be more efficient in that way, it helps you to get more miles.
Right.
Yeah. So it's great stuff here. How did you discover these apps? What was it? I mean, were you just looking for something that would do a certain job? How do you come across a new app?
Well, a lot of, believe it or not, these truck shows have opened my eyes to a lot of them. Trucker Path, I was introduced to last year at the right here in the Great American Truck Show in Dallas, and I've used their app quite heavily. And I was introduced to another app that's getting ready to launch soon called 120.
Right. Yeah.
And I've been talking to those people, and they told me about the capabilities of their software, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what that's going to – when they fully launch this fall, I think.
Right, and they're looking to build this, a community of truck drivers, and so it's going to be great. We're, in fact, going to talk to them coming up on the Great American Trucking Show.
Okay.
And so but there's a lot of stuff – I guess it would be always keep your eyes and ears open for this technology that can help your business become more efficient. Even if it's something that's designed for trucking, working, then obviously that's a given. You got to take a look at it, but also look outside the box. I think could be some advice here to find things that can help you with documentation and making sure that you keep the business side of it, where it needs to be profitable.
Yeah. Can I go back to something sparred my memory there? Google, and of course, Google is everywhere, but they've put out some great products. They're not trucker-specific, but we really heavily rely on them in the Google Maps with the street view.
Right.
Whenever I go into a new location, not only do I look at it, the turn-by-turn directions, I look at a satellite image, bird's-eye view of it, and I get the street view to see, because I have a low-clearance vehicle I'm concerned about, what's the elevation going into the driveway?
Right.
What's the correct entrance?
Is there a tight gate or something out front?
I've been able to look at the street view photography before and read the signs that say truck entrance only or something. So when I get to the actual place in reality, I've already have a mental picture of what it's going to look like. And I'm able to maneuver the truck in there easier.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's all great stuff. Again, Team Run Smart, it's such a great initiative. I just want to thank you and Henry and all the other, Jimmy and all the other pros that are out there helping drivers be more successful. You know, I've always said, if you're willing to listen, there's people out there that are willing to share some stuff with you. And don't ever be afraid to ask questions, which drivers can do anytime as well. So go to the website. And we want to thank our friends from Freightliner for putting this all together for years, but also allowing you drivers to be a part of that Team Run Smart community to share it. I've always said an endorsement from anybody, I don't care how big the celebrity is, will never, ever get even as close as to a real driver that's out there doing it every day, telling you how they're being successful. You can talk about whatever equipment or whatever it might be, but if the drivers are out there and they're using this for their business and they're doing it with a great deal of success, listen to the ones that are doing it. Listen to the drivers that do it every day, and that's what Team Run Smart is all about.
Right.
So, Joey, thank you so much. We appreciate you being here, buddy. Continued success, and again, thank you for being a part of Team Run Smart with Freightliner.
Thanks for having me.